Hello and welcome to Telling Stories. My name is James Trupany. This week I'm going to go back into my old WrestleTalk TV archive to talk about Best of the Super Juniors. As the tournament is in full swing right now, I thought it was worthwhile going back in history and looking at how Best of the Super Juniors became the preeminent junior heavyweight tournament and the stars it has made down the years. This year, the tournament is pretty wide open with longtime ace Kushida making his debut with WWE and everyone scrabbling for places. Current champion Dragon Lee looks very, very good, but who knows what the future brings. So this is my look back at the Best of the Super Juniors. Best of the best. Best of the Best, Super Juniors and its effect on the wrestling world. The Best of the Super Juniors tournament is dropping, as the kids say, as we speak. This week marks the 22nd edition of New Japan's premier junior heavyweight tournament that has been the driving force of its division since it split with the WWF as its governing body in the late 80s. This is a whistle-stop tour of the key past champions and how they made it. The first tournament was held in 1988. Back then it was top of the Super Juniors and the first edition was won by Shiro Koshinaka. Koshinaka was a fairly unique wrestler for his time. Having made the switch from All Japan Wrestling in 1985 and becoming the inaugural IWGP Junior Heavyweight Champion in 1986, he's one of the very few wrestlers who switched sides at the height of the Japanese wrestling war to receive a serious push. He would win three IWGP Junior Heavyweight titles, beating Owen Hart for his last one in March of 1989. He then graduated up to the heavyweight division, forming Heisei Ishingun with the Great Kabuki, another AJPW exile. The group was visionary, promoting its own shows outside of New Japan, much like Suzuki-Gun are doing now, and feuded with groups inside and outside the company. Koshinaka is still active, appearing in Intergender Tag last year for Reina. Norio Hanaga won the second edition in 1991. The Journeyman Jr. had been part of Riki Choshu's exodus from New Japan to All Japan through the Japan Pro Wrestling invasion angle. Another three-time junior heavyweight champion, who would be a mainstay of the division, giving it some established star power as it entered its most productive period. Up until then, top of the Super Junior had been an as-and-when-needed affair. It now became an annual event. Hanaga was one of the last WWF-era wrestlers to be active, and he helped establish the tournament. In 1992, a man who would dominate the tournament would take the title and go about cementing his legacy as the greatest junior heavyweight of all time. Jushin Thunder Liger would take the top of Super Junior's title three times in the next 11 years, along with two Super J Cups and 11 Junior Heavyweight Championships. He would become the man to which all junior heavyweight standards are set. Ludicrously popular thanks to his ageless gimmick, wrestling in a full bodysuit and mask means the ravages of time are not affecting him. And perhaps one man who has invented more maneuvers than anyone else, he's also been smart. Having had to take breaks for serious injury, he did not rush his comebacks. A shattered ankle required a change in style, but such is his depth of knowledge, when Aerial Liger gave way for Ground and Pound Liger, his popularity did not drop one jot. He opened the very first Monday Nitro with Brian Pillman, thanks to the WCW-NJPW talent agreement and Kevin Sullivan's booking sense. One of the most influential wrestlers the world has ever seen, he's still going strong to this day. Though there have been murmurs of retirement, his pacing and matches are still very watchable, heated bouts. The last top of the Super Juniors would be in 1993. This would be the year it found its reputation of finding the future of pro wrestling. The champion would be Pegasus Kid, Chris Benoit. While we sadly know all too well the endgame of his life and the tragedy he would perpetuate on his family, Benoit was Liger's greatest opponent. A series that echoed the Tiger Mask Dynamite Kid dynamic that had elevated junior heavyweight wrestling to being a must-see phenomenon some 10 years before. Liger vs. Benoit was the best wrestling you could find anywhere on the planet in the early 90s. The feud ran through the IWGP Junior Heavyweight Division like DNA for 3 years. Liger would take the renamed Best of the Super Juniors title back in 1994. Benoit would gain it in 95 before moving on to WCW, WWE and WrestleMania 20. This was New Japan Juniors at its very height of its popularity and artistic acclaim. So popular that the division now booked by Liger could run a second knockout tournament called the Super J Cup, which could feature champions in title matches in every round, forming the J Crown Championship of 8 belts. 1996, though, would belong to another future star. Black Tiger 2 would be the champion of the Best of Super Juniors. The Black Tiger gimmick was born out of the Tiger Mask comic books. The original Black Tiger was Manchester's own Mark Rollerball Rocco. Rocco was an intense buzzsaw of a wrestler, a WWF Junior Heavyweight Champion, Snake Pit trained, and the biggest draw in Brian Dixon's All-Star Wrestling promotion back home. When he retired through heart problems in the early 90s, finding his replacement would be a hard task. New Japan decided to give the mask to another Gaijin, the mercurial Eddie Guerrero. Eddie took to it like a duck to water. His lucha background gave him key insights into masked wrestler psychology and his natural heel personality accentuating the dark edge Black Tiger required. He would beat Liger in the final. At this point, other wrestlers that were making up the junior division were making a name for themselves. In 1996, the Great Sasuke would be IWGP Junior Heavyweight Champion and would defend the title against Black Tiger II, his reward for winning the tournament. Dean Malenko, Shinjiro Otani, Taka Michinoku, Jerry Lynn and Koji Kinomoto would also be in the tournament that year. The following year, it would feature Robbie Brookside, Doc Dean, Dr. Wagner Jr., Chavo Guerrero Jr., Yoshihiro Tajiri, and would be won by the slightly portly El Samurai. Samurai was an interesting wrestler. Unlike his colleagues in that tournament, he never really got out of the first gear of his career. He would become a New Japan mainstay and a long-term foe of Liger over the next 10 years as first Benoit, then Guerrero and Jericho moved on. While he would be forever in Liger's shadow, the tournament win in 1997 made him and showed he could hang with the best. That is what the tournament has become, a legacy builder for the junior heavyweight division. The tournament established Tiger Mask 4 with the back-to-back wins in 2004 and 2005. He revitalized Koji Kanemoto in 2009 with his third win after a 7-year dry spell. But in recent years, the tournament has proven once again it can predict the future. Prince Devitt's win in 2010 started the slow build toward Bullet Club and his brand's worldwide dominance. A happy-go-lucky face in the Apollo 55 tag team, he would win the tournament and defeat Naomichi Marufuji for the IWGP title that June. He would win his block in 2011, but fall to his tag team partner Ryosuke Taguchi in the semi-final, who in turn would lose to Kota Ibushi in the final. Ibushi would become the first non-New Japan wrestler to win the title. His clear affiliation with DDT, whom he still wrestles for, would mark him as an outsider. Even more surprising, that when he would beat Devitt for the title in June, setting up the remarkable junior heavyweight title clash at Wrestle Kingdom 7 alongside Loki, Taguchi gained his revenge the following year. Even more surprising then that he would beat Devitt for the title in June, setting up the remarkable junior heavyweight title clash at Wrestle Kingdom 7 alongside Loki. Taguchi would gain his revenge the following year, taking the Best of Super Juniors title in 2012, over a field that may have been its strongest ever. Pac, now simply known as Neville in WWE, Loki, beat down clans X Division TNA Enforcer, Prince Devitt, Finn Balor in NXT, Ryosuke Taguchi, Jushin Thunder Liger, Brian Kendrick, Angel Dorado, Alex Kozlov, Rocky Romero, Black Tiger 4, Tiger Mask 4, Tai Chi, current GHC Junior Heavyweight Champion, Taka Michinoku, Kushida, Daisuke Sasaki, Bushi, Jado, and Gedo. New Japan's bookers making one last appearance as a duo in the tournament that made their name, and Hiromu Takahashi. However, the title will go to Bullet Club in 2013, Devitt asserting his dominance in a successful effort to elevate him above the junior heavyweight crowd and into a feud with Kazuchika Okada, which brings us to last year's winner. King Ricochet took the title in a thunderous performance that was replayed on last week's Access New Japan show. He received high praise for his efforts via Twitter from Jim Ross, a man not known for his love of the aerial wrestling. It's also set him up to be the main man in Lucha Underground as Prince Puma. Once again, Best of Super Juniors picked a winner not just for itself, but the whole of the wrestling world. So who out of this year's contestants will make it big? Whomever it is, I have no doubt we'll be hearing a lot from them in the years to come. There is a deep well of evidence that they are in the right place at the right time. And that is the Best of Super Juniors. Well, back in 2014, and it was an interesting run since then with that particular championship. Who wins this year? Who knows? But safe to say, it will have an influence on professional wrestling, certainly in Japan and probably around the world over the next 10 years. Thank you for listening. This has been Telling Stories. We'll see you soon. Telling Stories is produced, written and edited by James Trupany. Theme music is by Sheriff Lone Star and the Deputies of Heartbreak, which you can find at Bandcamp/Sheriff Lone Star. Find the podcast Trupany Show at Trupany Show on Twitter, on The Trupany Show on Facebook and on Patreon, where you can keep The Trupany Show free forever for everyone. Use our partners powerslam.tv and our code MulletWatch to gain a free month on their subscriptions.